Michael Henderson is with us. He received his PhD in government and social policy from Harvard, and he is now at Louisiana State University for the last 3 years, director of the Public Policy Research Lab. And Dr. Henderson has some interesting numbers regarding the Louisiana electorate and its stomach for taxes with the session, the legislative session, starting 1 week from today. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good to see you, Dr. Henderson. Well, the results from the 2017 Louisiana survey were somewhat interesting. I would say maybe more than somewhat regarding how voters weigh in on particular taxes.
Yeah, this was a really fascinating and somewhat surprising finding. You know, there's sort of the conventional wisdom that Louisiana is, you know, is an anti-tax state. And there's reasons that people say that, and there's some, certainly there's numbers here that would back up that interpretation to a certain extent. But what we show is that, you know, if you really press people on trade-offs between spending cuts for programs they like or tax increases, there's more support for raising revenue than you might think.
Well, for example, your area, higher education, 59% of those surveyed said they would support increased taxes for higher education? That's interesting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's not just higher education. We found similar results for public elementary and secondary education, for transportation infrastructure and healthcare to a little bit of a lesser extent. But what we did there is we asked people, you know, what do you think about spending in these areas? Do you want to see it cut or do you want to see it kept the same or would you like to see it go up? And a lot of people said they wanted to see it go up. Very few said they wanted to see it cut. But of course, it's easy to say you want spending to go up, right? Just ask about one side of the question. That's somebody else's money, right? So then we press and says, okay, well, what about taxes, right? Spending requires revenue. Would you support higher taxes to fund these spending priorities? And majorities in those areas said yes, they would.
The Louisiana Survey, which Dr. Michael Henderson heads, is an annual project of the Riley Center for Media and Public Affairs at LSU's Manship School, identifying the opinions of Louisiana residents on important public policy areas and shares those opinions, the center does, with state policy decision makers. 877-217-5757 if you have a question or comment, and talk@talklouisiana.org. That's our email address, and Dr. Michael Henderson's with us for a little while longer. And I recall 2 years ago, to show you how spot on this survey often is, it was just about this time, I believe it was in April of 2015, you noted that only 22% of the electorate was engaged in the governor's election at that time. And come election day, only 40% of the people voted. So that was a harbinger of things to come.
That's right. Yeah, there was a lot or I should say very little interest and engagement in the governor's race. It ticked up some over the course of 2015, but not much. And in fact, if you go back and look at the turnout levels in governor's races in Louisiana, they've been on this steep decline over the last few decades. I mean, they have just come down and down and down and have been pretty low the last few cycles.
Well, on taxes, the perception in Louisiana and elsewhere for that matter is that the electorate is just fed up with taxes, doesn't like it, doesn't want to pay any more, doesn't care what they're for. But this finding indicates something other than that. Was that a surprise at all?
It was. It was, again, because of the conventional wisdom is that Louisiana is just an anti-tax state, and they're just going to, you know, most Louisianians would oppose taxes. And when budget deficits and shortfalls are faced, they're going to favor spending cuts. And it's just, things are more complicated than that. I mean, to be fair, it's not that, you know, 90% of people in this survey are saying, yes, please take my money and spend it on whatever. There are constraints and there's sort of specific complexities that folks are thinking about when they're deciding whether or not revenue should be raised or expenditures should be reduced. But it is not as simple as just saying that Louisianans don't support tax increases.
Last week on this program, Steve Carter, a Baton Rouge Republican State House member, said he was sponsoring legislation to boost the gasoline tax by 17 cents per gallon. And your survey indicates that a majority would favor that. In fact, maybe even more than that. That, I'm sure, is eye-popping for some folks.
It is, and that was really the clearest result when it comes to specific kinds of tax increases. So what we found across a number of areas is that people do support higher revenue, higher taxes to pay for spending in key areas, education, healthcare, transportation. But things get messier when you start to press people on which kind of taxes to raise. You know, there's a lot of back and forth. It's just not, there's not a clear consensus about what the appropriate revenue raising strategy is, even for the spending they want and for the, and for a willingness to raise taxes. Transportation is an exception. There is clear evidence of a majority willing to pay higher gasoline taxes, so long as that revenue is used to spend on transportation infrastructure. And it's high support. It's bipartisan support, too. We found strong support among both Democrats and Republicans for higher gasoline taxes, up to 20 cents. We asked about four different possible increases.
Now, a listener asks, what is the hard vote against any taxes? What percentage is that? Have you been able to discern this?
Yeah, so we don't have one direct question that captures that. Perhaps the closest way is we do ask this general question about whether or not, in general terms, when the state lawmakers are dealing with budget shortfalls, should they only focus on taxes, raising taxes, only focus on cutting spending, or do a combination of both? And in that case, there is, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of not quite 20% that favor only cutting spending. So no matter what the shortfall is, they don't want to see anything on the revenue side. They only want to see it addressed on the spending side. So that's probably what you're looking at.
But again, one in five voters would vote for no taxes.
You can, it doesn't directly come and ask specifically about, you know how you might vote in an election based on this, but that's probably the closest question we have. And in that case, yes, it does look to be about one in five that would be just not interested in tax increases in any way.
Now, the governor has offered a tax plan which raises revenue but cuts some taxes. And he obviously is... He's walking a tightrope here. Can he pull it off?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's actually something for all sides of this debate in these numbers that we've put out last week. There's, like we noted, there's definitely support for raising taxes to fund certain kinds of expenditures. So that's a, you know, an arrow in the quiver of the governor's side. But also, you know, there is concern about spending as well. A majority of Louisiana residents think that some spending can be cut without any reduction in services. So they think there's some inefficiencies and some waste. So that you can see how folks on the other side, particularly the House Republicans, might look to that and say, oh, look, we need to emphasize this. Again, there's not strong consensus about which revenue to increase, with the exception of gasoline taxes. But there's enough, I mean, there is enough support there, certainly to open up the conversation about, are there things that can be done with income taxes, with sales taxes? We did not ask specific questions about business taxes this year, except to ask whether or not people thought businesses were paying their fair share.
Okay, here's an inquiry about personal income taxes. Did you survey that? And I think the answer is yes.
We did. So we did a number of things with personal income tax. We asked people just this general question that we've asked every year since 2003, whether or not they thought the personal income taxes in the state are too high, too low, or about right. And most people say it's about right. 54% say it's about right. A little under 30% say it's too high, and only 12% say it's too low. So on its own doesn't sound like overwhelming support for raising income taxes. However, we also asked about expanding the base and reducing the rates, limiting some current deductions, but lowering rates. And that, there was about 50% support of that proposal and only 41% opposed. So again, it's not overwhelming, but it certainly is enough to open up the conversation.
And your survey shows that most residents in our state want lawmakers to use a mix of spending cuts alongside tax increases.
That's correct. There's just not strong support for just coming on the expenditure side.
Michael Henderson here with us for a few more minutes. He's director of the Public Policy Research Lab at LSU. And every year there is a survey from the lab, and this year is no exception. And Michael Henderson, you also have some numbers about whether the state is going in the right or wrong direction in the opinion of the electorate. How's that looking?
Well, it was quite a change. So overall today, 46% of Louisiana residents say the state's heading in the right direction, 40% say wrong direction. And now on its face, that might not sound like, you know, a bunch of optimism, but what's important is to look back at the trend. Last year, we had hit a peak In terms of the share of individuals who said the state was heading in the wrong direction. We were up at 63%. That's dropped to 40. Only 27% said the state was heading in the right direction. That's up to 46. In fact, this is the first year since 2012 that there are more people saying the state's heading in the right direction than in the wrong direction. And that's quite a change from where we were a year ago.
And for those who have questions about the authenticity of the poll, you question a lot of people, don't you?
We do. We do. We take this poll, as all the work we do, we take this poll very seriously. Our methods are in line with the best practices of the American Association for Public Opinion Research. So we interview about 1,000. This was 1,012 respondents were in this survey. It's a live caller survey, meaning that we're contacting using live interviewers, talking on the phone with people both by cell phone and by landline, so it's not just landlines. It's not automatic polling. It is a live interviewer talking to individuals. We call each number, make several attempts on each number to make sure we can, you know, keep our response rates as high as is practical and is typical for phone surveys today. So we put a lot of effort to make sure this is an accurate representation of thinking in Louisiana. We think that's a valuable service that the Riley Center can provide.
Well, it's always good to get your insights, and please continue the good work, and we'll be calling again soon. Thank you, Michael Henderson.
Thank you, Jim.
It's a pleasure.